Blog Talk Radio.
Good, wonderful evening. And the next move is to get my music back. So bear with me, y'all. I don't know what I'm doing, and this stuff is hard. For some reason, my system is not jiving like it normally does or something. So let me try to come up with something more than what I had. I had my YouTube thing up, and I started trying a lot of different stuff. And now I'm just totally mixed up. So, bear with me. So, how in the world are you all doing so far? Because right now, Uncle Billy is going through the ringer. So, but as is with most everything, it's trials and tribulations. We just do what we have to do. So let's get on the stick and do what we do best. So with that being said, it's music time. What we gonna do now? Well, let me tell you what I normally do. I done tried to send stuff over to no avail. So now I'll do it like this. Where is the wolf? If you start off with him, you can't go bad. Let's try it like this, y'all. And just remember, I said it first. Don't be trying to goddamn go in there and find nothing else to be looking for. So I said what I said, and I meant what I said. You can't go all bad if you look for the wolf. And guess what? I think I find it. Better than that, I think I'll find a lot of his music. So let me do it like this. Let me back up and start all over again. So, how many of you folk really get what you're looking for when you are yourself? Oh, man, them was my people. Lord have mercy. Man, the things I'm missing. Trying to catch up. Well, let's do it like this. I'm gonna take this one off. So this evening's show, y'all, is reasons that I can't comprehend is giving me the blues. So let's get back to the business at hand, which is the studio. And now okay, got that part under control. Never got it under control. Let me be the first one to tell y'all that. Well, that's not what I needed. Let's cancel that one. I will be with y'all in another second. Trust me. What you say, I heard that before. Well, let's do this one. How about this one? Okay, I think I got what I want. Let's see. Not what I wanted. That's not what I wanted. Well, I'm trying, y'all, so let me see what I'm doing wrong. Okay. I'm in a... I'm trying to learn some of this terminology, and it's not working. So, let me go back through here. Let me go back through here again, because what I have so far, I don't see any gospel. No. They are trying to sell me a lot of stuff on stations that I already thought I had. So y'all have to bear with me one more time. I'm trying to get back to it. Well, I'm still here. I'm not getting a lot. Let me see what I got here. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure y'all can't hardly hear that, but let me see if I can get it up. Wrong buttons, yeah. Can y'all hear? Well, I know y'all can hear this one.
Talking. Both of them were Christians, but one had backslid. And they'd gotten into a conversation. And the backslider was complaining because everything had gone wrong for him. Was trying to encourage. And in the conversation, it went something like this. Because sometimes, no matter how strong you've been in the faith, things will go wrong for you. I just want to leave this with you tonight. This is what they were saying. Say you've been sick. Just two folk having a conversation. The Christian said, tell me about it. Tell me about it. Christian. gonna talk. The man said, "You say you're out of work? I ain't got no job." Christian said,
"Tell me why."
The man said, "My money ran out.
And I'm not."
I guess I'm still live with y'all. As you can tell, I'm having some audio difficulties trying to find out what's going on with my system. Finding out I got a lot of niches. I might have left it open for transgressions. So let me continue to try to keep you all well adjusted for a moment, and by doing so, again, the music might stop, but let's get something totally, try and get understood. Tonight's show is actually about what if I don't get the job? Are there ever times when you wonder why life is so hard on you? I guess that goes along with the show tonight. I submit to you that if you look back factually, not look back, selective looking and, everything, look back as a fact that you've been pretty hard on life, too. So now, all that said and done, what you got to realize is sometimes you have to wake up and smell the coffee. By that, I mean, what am I doing wrong? No, brother, let's not ask that no more. That'll come to the light all by itself. People will start telling you. Friends will start, supposedly friends. If they ain't told you by now, they ain't your friends no how. But what you need to start asking about, what is I'm doing right? That's when your enemies will come all out the woodworks and tell you, man, you think you God, or you think you so-and-so, so-and-so? Why you, and I only talk about, remember this, I only talk about that in which I know, not about what I heard. I don't even like gossip. So, all that talking behind people's back and stuff, if they're not in the room, I really don't want to talk about them. And deservedly so, because they're not here to defend themselves and whatever else. But, as I said, the people in general that's been letting you get away with that bull cone, what you've been doing wrong, without saying anything, without mentioning it to you, because, you might be under some other pretentious delusion. But let's get it straight. Real folk that really love you and whatever, they are going to question when you start doing right. Some of even the fake ones, especially some of the fake ones. Because, you know, real folk just going to be saying it like, man, how did you get that blessing? How did you do something? You know what I'm saying? But those enablers that you got tagging along with your stuff, going to be telling, man, you're not God. What you done did? Turn into a preacher or something? You know, and all of that. So if you ain't start hearing that, you're still doing wrong. Because they don't want to question you because you might be saying, well, you getting all of the benefits of it, you know. See what I'm saying? Start waking you up. So now that you have kind of shook yourself and woke up and started smelling the coffee and probably started drinking it too, it's time to do something different. Now, see, this is the hard part, because not only you somehow against it, really don't want to make no changes, you know, I'm doing all right, you know what I mean? Yeah, the example that you're setting, you know you're wrong and all of this here. So, you know, to keep it real, though, you got to do some major upheaval. We're going to make some minor readjustments, change a little bit here, and add a little bit there. And guess what? You got Welcome to Uncle Billy's World.com, and you got Ask Uncle Billy's Radio Show. You got Uncle Billy's New Renaissance. These are things that started being set in motion many, many years ago. When I started in with God's help, was pushing me in the right direction and everything else, because everything else I was doing was wrong. Just by me waking up, you know, with a different mindset, with a different attitude, and, you know, This is the one that'll get you, because what did that mean? I started waking up with a purpose. And a lot of people don't understand it, but they say I used to always make other people happy anyhow. You know, I always tried to do something, you know, good, but I said that must not have been enough, because I can't remember all of that, you know. Yeah, I had a very tragic event in my life a long while back, 1979. I'm not going to get into that a lot tonight and this evening, but, you know, it sent me in the direction that I'm really affiliated with right now, and that's trying to help somebody else. So right now I'm trying to help a few of the communities that I had the pleasure of growing up in, down in the southern sector, as so many people like to call it. So right now I'm on a mission of courage. I'm trying to change the world. Y'all will catch that in a minute, you know. But, you know, so that's where I basically am. And that's how I got to where I am now, because the other road that I was on was kind of disastrous. You know what I'm saying? So, but moving on, what we're trying to do, me and a whole group of other people, I guess they woke up and smelled the coffee before I did, or probably got born into it or whatever else, because all the friends I've been having, and I know I called out a few last night, like Riyadh Construction and a few others, and well, I even started speaking a few into action, you know. Got some calls this morning, did a lot of other stuff, met some new friends even last evening after putting the word out that I'm basically going to be spreading the joy a little further than I thought this early, but, you know, need more. Usually tells me when I need to do more, because when I'm not doing it very well myself, that means I'm lacking with a whole lot of other people. So with that being said, we are on a distinct discovery mission. I'm trying to find some other people that has the desire to move up in the world and back into the mainstream as much as I do. And so with that, like I said, we're putting together some fact-finding teams to begin putting on marketing and advertising things that, wow, after opening up the doors, man, you find that there's so many people out there trying to do the same thing and in, you know, a few different ways. But it's magnificent to know that that once you get started in a direction, there's people along the way. I mean, good people. Well, you know, and everything. You got people looking for something for nothing and all of that. Now, that's up to you to weed through them and do all of that, you know. Through the maze of life, you probably already, you know, did most of your, dodging and, you know, because you know how to tell folk off a lot better now. You know, those were tests. You had to go through those tests of times and trials and tribulations in order to get to where you are now. So the rest is really just the start of a new growing process, growing you in the area of, I sound like a preacher then, growing you in an area of deliverance where you can start meeting some of the potentials that was bestowed upon you when you were young. You know, he's going to be, you know, your parents have all kinds of thoughts and ideas, but some of them don't understand that you got to walk this lonesome valley by yourself too. So, but with all of that and a bag of chips and maybe even a Pepsi, I've come to the conclusion that the better I feel getting up looking for somebody else to help, the better I do myself. So if there's any of you all out there would like to tag along with my journey, give me a call at, this is my 24/7 number, 214-434-8318. Yes, that's Ask Uncle Billy's number. Been that for years and years and years and years. And I hope to keep it a lot longer. I'm looking for some interested individuals in reaching for the stars. We want to make some superstars. I'm associated with another company called Fifth Down Management, and got a little response today from another one of my associates, Fifth Dime Management. Let Ezekiel run your brand to victory. Ezekiel Elliott, the first round fourth overall pick of the Dallas Cowboys in the 2016 NFL draft. That's a little bit of enticement for you all, has come with much fanfare. Sports insiders have said him to be the savior of the Dallas Cowboys offense. Some are expecting the team to go far beyond the playoffs into the Super Bowl, with Elliott being mentioned as a great addition to the Cowboys star players, Tony Romo and Dez Bryant. Okay, they done started calling them triplets already, y'all. And that's from Drift Down Management, whom I am a media and marketing representative for. So pretty soon you'll be hearing about Ezekiel Elliott coming into the hood, seeing some of the folk, and doing some of the things we already expected of him. Those who know that his character is just and that he is coming in with a winning attitude, having played at Ohio State and played in championship games and had championship-type experiences. It's just like in any other field that, of endeavors that you're in, you know, you don't get the sound advice from the guys that's never got into the game or anything hardly. But for those that you always know that would give their hearts and everything, what we're saying is that this young guy, Mr. Ezekiel Elliott, is going to be a top guy in the community. And if you all understand what I'm saying, you know, that's what we're saying. Off the field as much as on the field, he's a leader, y'all. He's a leader. So those are the type of people everybody is looking for in their organization and stuff. So the Cowboys have been very phenomenal in that respect. They have two of the top, only number one picks in the industry to go to the Super Bowls and Hall of Fame. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I guess y'all getting it. So, that being said, I understand you're going to be hearing a lot from Mr. Ezekiel Elliott. I'm waiting to give him my first interview, and it's not going to be how many games you're going to win. So, all of that. So, it's just another fun thing that's happening. So, with things like that coming aboard early in the game, you know, I've only been in the game over 30 years now, and I'm still a young man, 17, again. But so suffice it to say, and if you're looking for a winner, Fifth Down Management is going to be one y'all need to start listening for and hearing about and requesting. So Marvin Gaye said it best. Let's get it on. You know, so some of the things that we've looked for in the past might not be what we try to find in the future. But sooner or later, you know, we got to do what we do, y'all. I know y'all can kind of understand that because that's what it's all about. If we don't do for us, with us, we're going to actually be missing the boat, y'all. And I'm saying that because it's a fact. We got to do some things. We've got to do some things that's gonna help us grow and get better, y'all. The changes keep coming, and they come in our favor. And then we look around and we smack them right in the face with lack of follow through and a whole lot of different other things. I just can't name some of the reasons and and leave it like that. So what we're gonna have to do is we're gonna have to start having some real team meetings. Well, I done joined now in the last 2 months. I done joined about 100 organizations and things. And what they don't realize is they got somebody that's gonna be knocking on their door saying, "Say, what are we doing?" You know. And it's going to have to be like that for us to, you know, make some positive moves. Because, people, we are not completing the efforts of the ones that came before us. Some stupid person was asking me, "What have we done since Martin Luther King?" I said, "Well, look, sis, I can't give you no books and stuff and get you to read the kind of stuff I need you to read for you to understand that it's all kinds of movements that went on and had success and stuff since Dr. King, but, you know, it's not in the area that you wanted. But let me ask you, sir, what are you doing?" And he shut up and said, I ask of you all, and I've asked on radio shows before, are we doing enough? We keep asking for this. We ask for that. Well, most of the things I've been asking for, I've been receiving. You know, I guess because I'm asking the big fellow. You know, I'm asking God. Because you get to whereas the dependability that you have in some people is just where it should be. What about the old saying, when you want something done right, you do it yourself. You keep wanting something done wrong, you keep asking somebody else. Chances are, you know, if any of y'all knew Johnny Mathis, you know what I'm saying. Chances are, you keep asking somebody else to do for you, they gonna come up under the impression that they're either being used or they're being, you know, taken for granted. And both of those are bad situations to be in with anybody. So, you know, I don't know how you would look at it or how you wouldn't look at it or whatever. But the fact of the matter is, sometimes, man, we bring a lot of stuff on ourselves. That's what most of this show was about when I started out today. You know, because we have ill wills toward people that couldn't help us. And sometimes we thought it was like they wouldn't help us. But, you know, with them not actually knowing what you really need, because you have so many, then, you know, sometimes the messages you send about the priorities of the ones they trying to help you with is wrong. Y'all gonna hear me, and y'all not trying to understand, because you got that other problem of selective listening, selective, you know. And I don't know what it is, but sometimes you got to lose it before you can use it. Because, you know, in the gambling game, we call it begging on, and I ain't going to put no dollar in that glass, but I'm going to say ASS. But, you know, if y'all don't know what that is, let me get you down the road to a good understanding. Begging on ASS is like begging and don't really need it. You know, knowing that down the road you're going to probably need it, but you ain't got faith in what you're doing. You hear what I'm saying, y'all? And then sometimes when it works out for you a lot better and that's what you ask for, you don't really need it. What do you do with it? You know, that's a big favor going on, going around. What do? You put it in the trash somewhere or something where can't nobody else use it. Or you put it so down deep in the hole. You know, the Lord said, "I gave you them talents to use, not to bury." And that's what y'all be doing with it. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, a lot of the time, your selfishness come out to stop you from receiving the true blessing that you deserve for what you have gone through and whatever. But no, you want to take them and put them in the trash. You want to take them. I can't use them. Can't nobody use them. You see what I'm saying? So you wiping out yourself and other people that could have used those that you destroyed. So, you know, so now what do you deserve? Do you deserve to get your blessings bestowed upon you from your other friends and families that don't know whether you're going to use them or not, because some of them saw you destroy the other ones? So when you ask them for something, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to look at you like, well, yeah, he didn't do nothing with the other ones he had, you know. Well, I got that kind of same kind of impression when I was getting ready to start dialysis. I'd already been on dialysis. I mean, start dialysis with reality on my mind for a long while. I overshadowed all the blessings I was getting and everything else, because, you know, I was angry. I was angry about being sick. You know, I done went through all of this. Lord, you know, I got stabbed and all of this, and but now I got to go through all of this. Well, those are the trials and tribulations that you put upon yourself. You know, and a lady asked me today, and said, is that why you dropped out of school? I was shocked and mummified, you know, because I hadn't anyone ever approached me like that, because they said, well, you sound like you could have been a great teacher. I didn't drop out of the older school when I started back at 30 years old. It was the younger school that but she said, well, no, if you'd have went to school when you was younger, you probably would have been a great teacher. You know, and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I look back and I said, well, yeah, you know, I knew I helped pile it on. But so that's how I am very versed at getting down to the basics of conflicting your own blessings. So, man, that was deep there. I ain't never talked about it like that. But, you know, like I said, it's time to grow and flow. Because if you can't grow, you can't flow. That's just the basis of life. If you're going to stay stagnant and not produce anything good for somebody else, look at that person and see how much they actually growing. You know, if they're not actually growing and things are growing around them, things are happy, you can see that in the whole attitude not being that person's altitude. You know, person not rising up in the world, that person is not, you know, just staying the same all the time, all the time, all the time. You know, and we was put here to prosper, y'all. Make that world known. We were put on earth to prosper. I think the Lord said it, something might not be in these exact words. Get me some kids and some rewards and stuff out of you all, you know. Like I told my son, I want a return on my investment. Well, don't y'all think the Lord would like to see great returns on his investments? Y'all don't hear me. And that's simply because you don't want to. And I can understand that because, like I said, I've been there. You know what I'm saying? I've been there. And it's what we do, y'all. That's exactly what we do. We get up to the level that we think is all right, and really, it's not good enough. And that's because it's us, y'all. We don't try hard enough. We don't do well enough simply because we become complacent. And becoming complacent means that it don't mean you're tired. It means that you think you've done enough. You've got enough. And, think you made it. You haven't made it till everybody that you come in contact with has made it. And see, that's the bottom line that we get to. You got to remove the unselfishness and start instilling, what can I do to make yours better? Yes. So let's think about it like this. Do what you can, while you can, when you can, and you might be able to start a new journey. But sometimes, sooner or later, you got to get to the point where we can do a lot better by helping others. Help them grow. Help them learn. And let's try to do better than some of us, some of those that came before us that couldn't do better. You know what I'm saying? It's not a comparison. It's not a race, anything like that. But the thing is, you try to make the world better than it was when you got here. See what I'm trying to allude to? Because it's a great opportunity to do more, do better, and hopefully do our own things. So that our example will be a great example for someone else to build on. And that's what it's all about. My son likes to use this terminology, learn, use, and teach. And I told him, said, well, you know, you're about to get on that type of journey yourself, you know. OutofSightRadio.com, y'all. OutofSightRadio.com, y'all. So, and that's what it's about. And it makes me so proud to be able to see him, you know, grow in so many areas as he's going in on a regular basis. You know what I'm saying? See, y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't understand what it is, man, to see motion in the ocean. You know, this guy here was well known as King Solomon one time.
Thank you. 'cause you're on the phone. Or don't you feel like I'm crying? Don't you feel like crying? But here I am, honey. Come on.
I'm still here, but I want y'all to hear this. Some memories. Now this one, this gonna be the song of the night, 'cause it's gonna be the one to take you to your fight. Fight with yourself, tell yourself it's all over. You're on the right journey. going to have to whoop the queen for that 15, because this one is over with, y'all. The show is on the road, but guess what? I really enjoyed y'all, but it's time to go now, y'all. Let's, Lord have mercy. And, but remember, what if I don't get the job? Man, you didn't come here with your job. You got more abilities than you had when you got here. And there's a lot of things that you like doing more than you like that job anyhow, or you wouldn't be off of it. So let me tell you some other things, but that means you got to listen in to tomorrow's show. So with that being said, Uncle Billy is out of here. Whip the queen for that 15, 'cause it's domino time. I'll holler. Y'all be good.